with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. United States military firing on an Iranian oil tanker as President Trump seeks to pressure Tehran into reaching a deal to end the war. Now, the military says a fighter jet shot out the rudder of the tanker in the Gulf of Oman as the vessel tried to breach the American blockade. The feds searching the office of Virginia's Democrat Senate leader.
The FBI served a search warrant at the Virginia Senate leader's office as part of a corruption investigation. The search of Virginia Senator L. Louise Lucas's district office in Portsmouth is located next door to a cannabis store co-owned by Lucas. Federal investigators were seen going in and out of that building as well. Lucas was a vocal supporter of Virginia's recent redistricting effort that could help Democrats win up to four additional House seats. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Republicans are moving rapidly now, that in efforts to redistrict areas all across the South, Alabama, Louisiana, Tennessee, and South Carolina, considering changes. NFL moving toward a deal with its referees union to avoid using replacement officials.
The NFL and its officials are moving closer toward a new agreement that avoids a work stoppage. After a lengthy stalemate, negotiations have reached a point where the NFL Referees Association is planning to have a ratification vote this week. A person with knowledge of the discussions told the Associated Press on Tuesday. Last month, the league began the onboarding process for replacement officials because negotiations weren't progressing. The NFL collective bargaining agreement with the NFL Referees Association is set to expire on May 31st. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And this is SRN News. Abortion supporters, well, they are not religious. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 70% of Americans who support abortion say they never or very rarely read a religious text. Two-thirds of them never attend worship service, and about half say they never pray. On the flip side, most folks who describe themselves as pro-life read the Bible, go to church, and pray regularly. The strongest pro-life religious groups are white evangelical Protestants and Hispanic Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
Britain's prime minister says tougher action needed against certain chants at pro-Palestinian protests. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says some Gaza war protests may need to be banned. He highlights chants like globalize the Intifada as problematic. Concerns are growing over the safety of British Jews after two were stabbed. SRN News. Television pioneer Ted Turner dies at the age of 87.
CNN founder Ted Turner has died at 87, according to his company. The pioneer behind cable news transformed an obscure Atlanta television station into the first 24-hour all-news TV network. Turner was a philanthropist, owned sports teams, was a champion yacht racer. In later years, he was slowed by Lewy body dementia. President Trump called him one of the all-time greats.
Springtime snowstorm picking up in Colorado, closing schools, delaying a number of flights, and creating slushy conditions for commuters. Now, the storm swept over the Rockies and into the high plains late Tuesday, then the winter storm warning in effect through much of Wednesday. Forecasters also say more snow is a possibility. Storm, though, is welcome because of the ongoing drought. More details at srnnews.com.